one of the countries that need it, that missiles are being shot, and it worked 50%. As they thought, obviously the people who are running it don't know how to run it right. As they said, we want the Israelis who run it in Israel, will pay you extra money, they should come down to our country and they should do it. And it still was 50%. And they said, when you sold it to us, you told us it's 95%. That's what it is in Israel, that it knocks down the missiles. As why by us does it only work 50%? And this person who is a chiloni in the army that says, you mamish si Yad Hashem. There's no other answer. You see this Yata Deshmaya Nifla that's going on, even with all technology, but to be Meyachisit, as that builds us bitachon. And it's not only in the world and in Eretz Yisrael, in life, the life we have. To see the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is not just a one-time story that happened many years ago, but try to see in our life the different angles that Hashem's there for us, different matzavim, whether it was getting married, children, helping us in parnasa, in different stages of life, in continuing. The more we connect to it and personalize it, the more we relive it, as that helps us to have the feeling, as the feeling of Aves Hashem, Bitochen and Emun in Hashem. Those feelings are the key nekudas that we're trying to build when we're saying it over. And the way we fear rice, which we only do on the Laseda. Lefikach anachnu chayovim lohoidois ulahalo. To feel the lohoidois ulahalo. To feel the akaris atayv. But there are a lot of people that ask, and it's a very good question. I've done the Lel HaSeder for many years. My beard's going white. It's not simple. Even if you're younger, I've done it for many years. And like, the whole year round, I'm supposed to have bitachon and emuna and avas Hashem. As why in Lel HaSeder, why should I feel it more? What? Like all of a sudden we're focusing in on it. As the Netziv writes in one place, a big yisoid, a beautiful point. He says that if you would plant a seed in the middle of the summer, when it doesn't rain, as you would have to work for a long time, you'd have to bring water in it, you'd water it, you have to work on it extra, and then maybe it'll grow half the size, the fruit will be half as good. He says you plant it in the winter, in the rainy season, as then all of a sudden it grows on its own, it rains and it grows big and it grows delicious, the fruit. He says there's certain times where it's an ace rotzen for planting. And when you plant the seeds, it goes tremendously on its own. And there's certain times when it just doesn't. He says that's the skula of Lel HaSeder. Things, you say this, that normally the whole year round it takes a lot of work to be kind of them. But on the Lel HaSeder, a person could be kind of yesh kind of lomoy b'shoachas, the skula salayla. That if you say the words and think about it, as it really makes an impact. As that's the nekuda, it's really a little bit of thought, a little bit of hispaininus, but with a little bit of a thought and a little bit of hispaininus, it can make a big difference in what the Lel HaSeder accomplishes. As that's the difference in the Maisa Mitzvah, you know, the difference of Mabir L'Saper, the difference of Maskel Lishol, and Maskel Bignus, Misayim Bishvach, and then the difference in the feelings behind the mitzvah. The third angle that we want to see is the angle of, we'll call it the Svarim HaKdoshim, the Chidah is Marich in it, the Svas Emes is Marich in it, and other Svarim HaKdoshim are Marich, and the Yoni Asoid of the Laila. As there's a Maimer HaChochma from the Ramchal that he wrote on the Lel HaSeder. If you get hold of it, it's very sadistic, very powerful. And he writes something very interesting, al pi soid, but soid derech the Ramchal, rather, let's say the whole Mesilas Yesharim is Gibayt on Zoyer and Arizal, but you would never know. He did the Ramchal with someone who knew how to bring the soid and bring it down into mamish, the simplest form that everyone could connect to it. As the Ramchal, in the same way, the Maimah Chochma, he brings it, it sounds like it's mamish pshat. But he's saying over big yisoidus, he says, the Iker Skules HaLaila is just like in Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Ra was shoylet on Klal Yisrael. The Mitzvim was shoylet on Klal Yisrael. They had them working a whole day long to build for Paroi. They weren't Isaac and Avodas Hashem. They didn't have a life. They tortured them. The Ra was shoylet on the Toiv. The Simcha of Yitzias Mitzrayim was the Yeshua of the Toiv going out from the Ra, and the Toiv being Mis'ale and Mis'roimim and reaching its potential of Toiv and the good that it could. That's what Yitzias Mitzrayim means. In the Lashon of the Navi, it's the Zman Leidus Klal Yisrael, the Musig of a Uma, a special Uma that's Kodesh, that's Meroimim. As the Inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Yitzias HaToiv Mitoich HaRa. The Simcha of the Makis is every Maka destroyed the Koiches HaRa and enabled the Toiv to be Yotze from the Ra. As he says, the Skula of Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's called Zman Cheiroseinu, because every year we have the Koyach to destroy the Ra Shebeteichenu and in the world, and to build the Koiches HaToiv Shebeteichenu. Ad Kan is Lashon. How do you do this? Zog the Ramchal, very powerful words. By saying the words of the Haggadah. Every time you say a word of the Haggadah, you think about the words of the Haggadah. You're misbinding in the Haggadah. You're being megaber the Koiches HaToiv Shebeteich HaAdam. And you're destroying all the Nisyonis and the things that pull you away from Hashem. But you have to be open-minded and want to do it. Just like when they went out of Mitzrayim, only the people that wanted to go out of Mitzrayim made it out. As hu adin b'leil ha-seder. As if you go in with an open mind, you want to grow. As the words of the Seder are very powerful. They penetrate very deep. As the first level we spoke about is how they could penetrate into the regashim to build the lave. And now, bo'ifin skuli, it goes into the deepest crevices of the Yetzirah of a person, and it destroys it and knocks it, and it goes into the deepest crevices of the neshama and the Yetzirah of the person, and it builds it. That's what the words of the Haggadah and the Avoida, the mitzvahs of Leil HaSeder, the Dalit Koisis, is going step by step, building more and more, the mitzvahs matzah. That's the Avoida of the Laila. The simcha that we have, that the toiv was yotza mitoich hara, that simcha is miskaber the koiches hatoiv. Ad kan, the lashon of the Ramchal. And it's a different kind of a look at the Laila. We're not celebrating something that happened in the past many years ago. We are making the future and the present for us right now. We're building ourselves as people in a level which the Zman is misugal to do something which the whole year round we couldn't do. And that's the Shivas HaLaila, the Koyach of the Laila. The more words we say, the more we're destroying Koyaches HaRa. If a person would think that the words of the Haggadah that he read on the Leil HaSeder are Ki'ilu, the missiles that are destroying Iran, thousands of them, however much they say they shot. But there's the shayrish of the koiches that went in to destroy the Ra. V'oid adds the Ramchal another knech. You know, sometimes you have that feeling, I've done it already, I've said it already, what could I add? Zog the Ramchal, every word you add destroys more and more and more. As in, we see the skulas azman, the nisim, we see the nisim in the flois, there's nisim asidin liyigoyel. As we see the koiches atoiv being miskaber, the koiches ara going down. The people who are soide yehudim to be destroyed in such a oifen. We see the siyata deshmaya of the koiches ara going down one after the other, after the other. We see it's a zman hamisugal for what? La toivlis alois. Because when the Ra goes down, the toiv is misale. But, very important, in order for it to happen, we have to make it. We have to make the effort and try and put an extra effort that the koiches atoiv shebeteichenu should be misale. The Gemara says, brings down in Sanhedrin, that they asked Mashiach, when are you coming? And Mashiach said, when you do tshuva, that answers the question. There's so many times that I'm a struggle to do tshuva. So when is he finally coming? It's up to us. It's biyadenu. He needs us. He needs our participation. He needs us to make the effort. Some people say, well, if he needs us to make the effort, that's pretty sad. We've been trying for many years. It hasn't worked. But the MS is, we've been trying for many years. We've been planting for many years. And one never knows where, which word, which yesh koino yolama b'sha'achas, which avoida, which little bit that a person, an effort a person does and puts in to do something right, is going to make it finally happen. And happen means b'mechsa, three quarters, and halavai, halavai, v'kariv, totally. As that's the avoida of the Leila Seder. It's man chereseinu. It's a time on a personal level to be mis'ale. Everyone has their nisyonos. Everyone has their matzavim. Now is the zman ha-mesuga lekach that we could be mis'ale and misroimim. So that's bo'if and klali. I want to speak about one specific thing. And I think it's a huge nisayon that there is in the dark. And to come from the Leila Seder to lai make a tikkun gadol, because if we make a tikkun here, we're making a tikkun in something which is very yisaidistic. Oh. In the mitzvah of Leila Seder is the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. How does that relate to us, Bizman Hazeh? We're not being makir of a Korban Pesach. As in the Svarim, the Shlah, they say a very powerful Nakuda. They say the Inyan of Korban Pesach was the Mitzvim at the time were Oyved the Tleh. That was the most Choshev a thing, the most Choshev a superpower in the world was the Tleh. Because the Mitzvim were the most powerful nation, and that was Ki'ilu, the Semel of the superpower in the world. Hashem told them, you should take the Tleh and Shecht it. What Hashem was taking was everything that was choshev to you until now. This is what's choshev in the world. This is the power in the world. Destroy it. What's now is avodas Hashem, yoshaiches Hashem. That's what's choshev. That's the toichen apnimi of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. As to apply it to nowadays, we'd have to think, what is the most choshev thing that we could, ki'ilu, we have a school on Leila Seder that we can make a change in our Ashkafa. As you know, every person is individual, and every person could look on his own, like with everything, and think what I could be machazik in. I have one suggestion, which I see is a big nisayan. A lot of these social pressures, the way people look at us, the way we present ourselves to people, has taken over in such a strong form, and has made a tremendous impact in the way people think and what their shifas in life is. And many times it's to be successful in different ways, to show off in different ways. I want people to think I'm a mutzlach. What does it mean? I earn a lot of money, the clothing that I wear, the house, or every person in a different way, but I'm trying to show off to everyone how special I am. And it comes because we don't feel special unless everyone around us feels we're special. And this one zaman where we could make a change, and they have something very deep. And that is, what's really special about you is much, much more than the outside and what people perceive. What's really special about you is the beautiful inside of everyone. When you have a nisayon, and you're oimid in your nisayon, and you learn, you daven, you have tikkun amidas, that is the most beautiful angle of you, that's the most precious angle of you, and that's really what makes you choshev. Your avodas Hashem, your chesed, your limud, and every person on their level, but you're working hard, you're trying to do the right thing, that's really what's choshev about you. Even a bigger chiddush is that we work so hard that everyone should like us. Zok the chayves alvavis. The emes is chayn be'eni bnei adam is a matana from Hashem. When someone works and tries in his avodas Hashem, he zoicha to tremendous chayn be'eni bnei adam. But we learned in the Mir, we saw Rav Asher, when he walks in, like everyone looks, everyone, it's not because of his car, it's not because of his clothing, it's not because, and you know something, it's very strange. By many people, it's not, they didn't even speak to him. But there's a certain chen, a matana from Hashem, that certain people, Oivdei Hashem and Tzadikim have. You don't know why, but just you look, and it has a chen. But it's not only for the big Tzadikim. Every person in their life, with the people around them, Ritzois Hashem Darcheish, Gam Oivav Yash Levimoi, one pshat it's going on the wife, one pshat it's going on the flies. Not that you should compare wives and flies. It means from the wives until the flies. That's the real pshat. Oh, meaning from the ones who are closest to you that you really need to make an impression. Ad. B'tzoyis Hashem d'archeyesh yizoyecha to miyuchedika chen. Because the real chen we need is chen b'enei Hashem. That's really what's going to be koveya, our future. And that's what Korban Pesach was about. The Yid made a decision. The Mitzrayim are going to get upset at them. They're going to torture them. And they went up and they said, we are shechting Korban Pesach. We don't care about the Mitzrayim anymore. We have Hashem. We have the Dam on the Mashkif, which is the simin for the mezuzah. We have Hashem protecting us. That's what's Choshev to us. As if we could be mischazik together in this nekuda, in our lives, to really focus in on what really makes us special, who I really am, to build ourselves on the inside, that it's really Hashem, our avoid is Hashem. And some guys, one person asked me, but we all learn Torah, and we all do mitzvahs. So if you're going to tell me that's what's special about me, there's 100. You just go in the base medrash of the Mir, and between me and you, you go in Lakewood. It's a little bit bigger. There's hundreds. There's thousands. What does that make me special? What? Because I'm oymed in my nisayin? There's so many people that are oymed in their nisayin. But the emes is, every person, when he's oymed in his nisayin, zot disvas emes, im ein anili mili. No one in the world has your nisayin. No one in the world has your specifics, your makeup. Every person, when he does it, is chaviv v'yakar l'Hashem, and he's an individual, and no one could do your job. And therefore, every one of us is chaviv v'choshiv t'Hashem when he's doing his job. As it may be be'enei ha'olam, we don't see it, but be'enei Hashem, it's klar. And that's the real shivas of a person. As it's one dugma, a mashal of the Korban Pesach that maybe we could relate to. But the ikar is, in general, Pesach time is the zman of latest Klal Yisrael, Briyas HaOlam. It's a zman to be mischadish. The key to be mischadish is this boininess, to think what I want to improve, how I want to improve, which koiches do I want to be miskaber in me. And there's a tremendous siyata dishmaya. Boi b'mida, we work. And we try, we accomplish. We destroy the koiches hara around us. And Be'ez Hashem, we do the tikkun that Ba'oy Bekarev should be the tikkun ha-godol. Should be a tikkun for every person that he should go free in his life. The tikkun ha-godol, the kol ha-olam, for all of us together. As Pesach is a zman ha-mesugul ha-kach. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just the mitzvah of talking about what happened in the past. It's creating and building your future. That's the theme of the Laila, of being miskaber, the koiches atoiv, to go free from what's holding you down. Shem Yazar, we should all be mis'ale, mis'raimim, together in this chodesh. We should be zeicha to gulois, v'yeshuas, nisim, v'his'alos, l'kol echad ve'echad. We call Klal Yisrael.
Amen.